I'm going to get to your stock pick and ask you to expand on it in the absence of further questions. So what would you be looking at this evening?
Well, look, I'll actually stand in for Shapiro because I'm sure the monkeys in the Kruger Park are asking him to be quiet because he talks so much. So I'll have to talk quite a bit now. But I'm going for LMVH. And it's interesting, Louis Vuitton, Moyet and Hennessy. It's not Moyet. You actually pronounce the T. I spent a weekend once with in a social circle on a camp trip with a lady who was paid in champagne. She worked for Moyet, and it's actually it's not French. It's actually a Belgian surname.
Okay.
But yes, they came up with fantastic results. I mean, people are buying these luxury goods in the lockdown. They're having a grand old time.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm going to go for LMVH.
Okay. And would you go? Can I just ask? Would you prefer them over, say, a Richemont? Partly because they seem to have the exposure to the luxury goods market that is more accessible. So instead of buying a 200,000 rand watch, you can buy a 20,000 rand handbag, which still sounds completely nuts to me, I have to say.
But you could also buy a bottle of champagne, yeah, and look very smart. But look. Over time, surprising enough, I might actually prefer Richemont. But Richemont's valuation at the moment is a bit heady. It's a little bit expensive. So on a valuation basis, I will go for LMVH.
Okay. Wayne, we'll leave it there. Thank you for joining us, for gamely holding the show. And we're very sorry not to have had Greg Katzen-Ellenbogen join us this evening. But Wayne McCurry is from F&B Wealth and Investments, and Alicia. We'll be back tomorrow night to take more of your questions. Have a good evening.